Does anyone eat oatmeal anymore? I mean, really? Do you know anyone that eats oatmeal? Would they admit it to you if they did? I eat oatmeal, and I have to admit, I kind of like it. I didn't used to when I was growing up. My mom made it for breakfast several times a week for me. I instead like Cap'n Crunch and Frosted Flakes with Tony the Tiger. After all, they're great, you know. As I got older, I began eating Life cereal and Cheerios. Actually, I still do, but usually at night when I want something sweet. But in the morning, at least once or twice a week, you'll find me and my family eating oatmeal. Of course, with cinnamon. But we also add a dash of nutmeg. We also bake homemade bread about once a week, so we eat our oatmeal with fresh toasted bread and our favorite jelly. My favorite is huckleberry jam. I don't know if this makes me old-fashioned or not. That's why I'm asking the question, does anyone eat oatmeal anymore? I mean, besides me. I'm specifically asking about the pan-cooked variety of oatmeal, not the tear-open bag where you just add water. Though, I guess that could count, too. It is oatmeal, isn't it? It's kind of pasty and sweet. This question all came about Monday morning as we were sitting around the breakfast table preparing our, you guessed it, our oatmeal. I like adding a little butter with mine. My wife always looks over and says, I've already buttered it. Sometimes I doctor my oatmeal up, then just eat around the edges of the bowl. Other times I pour a little half and half around the edges and let it set there. I'll take a bite with half and half, and the next bite without half and half, just the buttery cinnamon oatmeal. Oatmeal trivia here. Oatmeal is porridge, but porridge isn't necessarily oatmeal. Porridge is a hot cereal that can be made from a variety of grains, vegetables, or even legumes. Remember the old nursery rhyme, peas, porridge, hot? And in Scotland, oatmeal has a long history. There, oats are better suited to the country's climate than wheat, and as a result, oats became the staple grain of Scotland. Not so much in England, they tend to snub their nose at it more often than not. Oats there are given to horses, they say. The Brits prefer what they call the full English breakfast. That includes toast, eggs, baked beans, and bangers, or sausage. They even put their baked beans on toast sometimes. But I digress. Oatmeal truly is one of the healthiest breakfast foods a person can eat. In fact, oatmeal has proven to be the best breakfast for a longer life. It's warm, and you could doctor it up any way you like with pecans, almonds, raisins, craisins, bananas, berries, apples, yogurt, or whatever. Some people add peanut butter, but oatmeal is full of numerous health benefits, like containing a good amount of healthy dietary fiber. In fact, oatmeal products were the subject of an FDA study that found consuming cooked oatmeal products can lower the risk of heart disease when combined with a low-fat diet. Unless, of course, you eat too much of it. There are warnings about that, too. If you eat too much in one sitting or limiting your intake to just oatmeal all day, every day. Okay, that's bad. Don't do that. But with the hurry-up world we live in, does anyone eat oatmeal or breakfast, for that matter? It seems like we're in such a hurry now that we only have time for a Pop-Tart or, worse, nothing at all. Maybe a cup of coffee or a bottle of your favorite caffeinated beverage. You know, I've spent 60-some years eating oatmeal, not too dry, not too wet, just right. I don't know. I'll keep eating it, I guess. Who knows? Oatmeal just might catch on. Before long, people may even start using it in cookies. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.